Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Cibros Limited Q1 FY25 conference call, hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all the participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Annamalai Jayaraj from Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Welcome to Cibros Limited 1Q FY25 post-results conference call. From Cibros Limited Management, we have with us today Mr. Pramod Kumar Dugal, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Hemant Kumar Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer and Vice President Finance. I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Pramod Kumar Dugal for the opening remarks, to be followed by question-and-answer session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Jayaraj. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and warm welcome to all of you on Cibros' investor call for Q1 FY25. Let me give some brief background about the industry first. The auto industry is navigating a complex environment with a mix of challenges and opportunities. Companies are adopting a diversified product portfolio, improving operational efficiencies, and leveraging new technologies. There has been a noticeable shift in the consumer preference towards SUVs and premium hatchbacks. Maruti Suzuki, traditionally strong in the small car segment, has been expanding into the SUV lineup to capture a larger share of the growing market, and this is where Cibros also feels a great opportunity for us for future growth. The Indian auto industry continues to experience a gradual shift towards electric and strong hybrid also. However, traditional ICE engines will continue to dominate the market, and hybrid models will gradually be popularly bridging this gap between ICE and EV. During the quarter, the passenger vehicle industry has observed a growth of 5.8%. As a result, India upheld its or sustained its position as the third-largest EV market globally. During the quarter, the passenger vehicle industry has crossed a production of 1.2 million car production. Cibros has grown in the passenger vehicle segment by 16% due to various model mix and improvement in the share of business with our OEMs. The commercial vehicle segment also showed a negative growth during the quarter, that is 2.4% negative. N2 and N3 categories have shown growth of 17%, whereas the N3 category has shown a degrowth of 4%. Overall, Cibros' growth in the truck segment, N2 and N3 category, is 8%. Commercial vehicle bus is also improving because of the tourism sector and public transport system. AC fitment ratio is having a variable impact on the overall industry for us. The industry has shown a growth of 6.7%. However, Cibros, being dominant in the small bus segment, has shown a degrowth of 5% just because of the AC fitment ratio variability. Regarding Indian Railways, being the lifeline of the nation, there have been various actions taken by the government for improvement of railway infrastructure and also to provide the aircon driver cabin as well as the coach aircon. We have been consistently following up for this business acquisition, and last year we got all the technical approval from RDSO for both cabin as well as for coach, and we started executing the orders. There is a start of production last quarter, and based on that, we started realizing the revenue on this segment also. The results of Q1 FY25 have been shared with the stock exchange and also posted on our website, so let me elaborate the summary of results one by one. Cibros has performed very well in Q1 FY25, growth of 17% with a significant improvement in the margin. It is a result of aggressive push towards operational efficiencies and cost-down efforts. The company achieved a sales amount of 807 crore. In this quarter, car and non-car segment has contributed 94% and 6% respectively. Our share of business in the passenger vehicle aircon market is 43%. In the truck market, it is 53%, and in the bus segment, it is 16%. Now I'll elaborate on the operational performance. As I mentioned before, there is a lot of challenge and supply chain disruptions globally, and also there are cost escalations happening now. For last 2 years, we have been pushing very aggressively on the metal cost reduction program and also to offset the commodity fluctuation, logistic cost escalation with the customer settlement. The company has realized a beta of 80.42 crores in quarter one, which is 9.96% of the net sales, as against a beta of 48.80 crores, which was 7.06% of the net sales in corresponding quarter of the last year. There is an improvement of beta by 65% as compared to the last year, same quarter. Profit before tax in the quarter is 47.16 crore, which is 5.84% of the net sales. Profit before tax has improved by 138%. And PAT in quarter one is 34.91, which is 4.33% of the net sales. And this has improved by 159%. Few business updates. As I mentioned before, in the previous few quarters, that performance has started improving, and we are improving on EBITDA, PBT, and PAT level, and we continue to pursue it the same and keep the double-digit growth in the forthcoming quarters as well, as the business conditions are positive so far, unless there is a big disruption coming in. In addition to that, our efforts on cost down realization, both in fixed and variable costs, are also contributing well to the bottom line. Company is debt-free now, long-term borrowings are nil, so we are able to now support our cash generation to our capital investment. Subros is poised for a promising future and strong commitment to innovation. So based on that, our new business acquisition and product development in various segments is happening. We already secured almost 20% of our revenue businesses from alternative fuel, CNG, hybrid or electric, and we'll be able to continue this further. We also reported in past that the Ministry of Road Transport Heavy Industry has also initiated a notification for mandatory truck aircon effective from October 25. So business acquisition towards that new notification realization is going on with the large OEM, and we'll update you once we have final purchase orders received from them. Also, our product development in BEV segment, Mono Electric with Mahindra and Maruti Suzuki, are at final stage of evaluation, and SOP are planned as per the milestone. So we are progressing well also on these two big initiatives. We are also now trying to build up certain capacities to meet the customer demand in next 5 to 7 years. Based on that, we are happy to announce that we got in principle approval from our board yesterday to set up a greenfield project in Sonipat, Haryana, which is closer to the Kharkoda plant of Maruti Suzuki. This is a strategic expansion aligned to our commitment to growth and innovation and further strengthening our presence in the automotive industry. This is in principle approval to start land finalization activities and detailed project report and feasibility is in progress, which we will be updating you in the subsequent meeting. So before I conclude, let me summarize the key point of the financial results. So revenue from the operation is 810 crores in quarter one with a growth of 17%. EBITDA of 80.42 crores with a growth of 65%. PBT of 47.16 crores with a growth of 138%. PAT of 34.91 crores with a growth of 159%. So thank you very much, and now we are ready to take questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question will be from the line of Ashutosh Tiwari from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congrats on very good numbers. Firstly, can you provide the breakup of sales between your passenger car ACs and radiators, truck, bus, etc.?
So out of this 807 crore, passenger vehicle segment has contributed 840 crores. Engine cooling module is roughly 120 crores. Truck segment has contributed 25. Buses around 8-10, and home aircon is around 3.
The home aircon is?
3.
No, but you said EVs how much?
640.
640. Okay. And last year, how much it was? PV was how much last year?
Last year?
This quarter?
Last year, quarter, PV was around 19 crores, which has improved to around 26 now.
No, I asked this passenger vehicles.
Your voice is not clear. Can you be louder?
I'm asking about passenger vehicle last year.
Last year, passenger vehicle 540.
540?
Yes.
So we have grown pretty well compared to industry. Is it driven by the new orders and also Mahindra and all?
So it has two contributions. One is that within the industry, the growth in SUV is maximum, and our share of business in SUV is substantially large. And also, we started the business with Mahindra & Mahindra. That also SOP started, and we are realizing the revenue on that.
Okay. And from October 2025, ACs will become compulsory in trucks. So what is the current share of ACs in trucks?
So right now, it is variable. Every month, there is slightly different figures, but roughly 15%-17% is the current penetration of optional AC. Blower, of course, is 100%, but optional AC is between 15%-17%.
Okay. So this 25 crores number that we have done in trucks right now can increase to how much, say, in FY26 when it completely becomes effective exactly on an annual or quarterly basis, considering maybe you have a 50% share in the truck segment?
So because this 25 crore quarter is including the blower as well as AC, so once AC will get replaced through blower, definitely there will be some delta realization per vehicle. Annualized basis, last year, we did in truck around 85 crores. If all the business engagement with all customers are as per our plan, we should be able to cross 150 crores plus.
Okay. And you mentioned that in Maruti and Mahindra, you're working on this AC development for the EVs that they have. As of now, we don't supply for Mahindra.
No. So this SOP will start next month now. And Maruti SOP will start maybe the last quarter of the financial year.
Okay. And I think we have discussed in the past about a content increase in EVs. Now that we're probably just going to launch and supply, what exactly is the content increase in ACs for EVs versus ICE vehicles?
So minus the electric compressor, we said before also, it is roughly if it is 100 basis, then it would be 180 without compressor. If compressor alone is roughly 3-4x.
3-4x of the current cost of compressor, basically.
Correct. Correct. So since.
And you supply both, right, in these cases?
Right now, we are not supplying the electric compressor. This is still under plans for either we localize or we pass through from Japan. That discussion is still ongoing.
But this 1.8x will definitely get?
Yes. That would be there in the existing.
Okay. And even for the Maruti product, say, when you start supplying, compressor is, as of now, not part of your order?
Yes. It is not. They will be importing as of now.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the next question, I would like to remind the participants that you may press star and one in order to ask a question. The next question will be from the line of Hitesh Goel from Riddhish Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. Sir, I just wanted to ask two questions. First is on this AC regulations in trucks, like, you know, on October 25 income mandatory. So what is the content addition per truck? Is around 10,000 rupees, 20,000 rupees? How should we look at it?
So right now there is a blower in all the trucks. So between blower to AC content, there may be a delta of 9,000 to 11,000. Depends upon the different size and the configuration. So you can take it roughly between 8 to 11,000 would be the delta per truck once we move completely to aircon.
That's the additional business that people get. If you get 50% of that business, so basically what we are saying, there are 300,000 trucks which are sold every year, right? So we are talking about additional delta of 150 crores if you get 50% market share in this. Is that right? Approximately? Industry size goes up by 300 crores.
That's the assumption as of now. We are yet to conclude our business engagement with OEM. So once we conclude that, what share of business finally we get relies on that, still to please wait for that.
Okay. Okay. And on the second question, EV and hybrid. So in hybrid and EV vehicles, you have given the number for EVs that the content goes up by 1.8x. In hybrid versus petrol, does the content also go up for ACs?
No, there's other than, again, I'm repeating the compressor part, but in case of hybrid, the delta would not be substantial because the change point in HVAC, there is no change point whether it's hybrid or ICE. So it may be 1.3x to 1.35x or so.
Okay. And in Tata Motors EV vehicles, are you present or not? You're only in Mahindra?
We are not present in that.
And Mahindra's next year EV vehicles, you're present in all vehicles or you've got some?
We are not present in full system, but we'll be supplying some parts for Mahindra, all the four programs which are coming.
Oh, okay. Great, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the next question, I would like to remind the participants that you may press star and one in order to ask a question. The next question will be from the line of Kush Shah from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, just wanted to get some light on this yen appreciation which we have seen, you know, for Japan. So any impact on the margins going forward? Or would that be a part?
Can you repeat your question? I could not catch you. What was the yen appreciation? Yen appreciation.
Yeah, an appreciation and the impact.
So, as you know that for all Forex-related contracts, we are back-to-back secured with the customer, but with a quarter lag. So, whatever impact will be there in one quarter, which will be either upside, downside, that will net normalize in the subsequent quarter. So, on an annualized basis, we don't see a major impact coming in either on top line or bottom line.
Understood, sir. And I believe in the presentation you mentioned you all got EV orders. So on the components part, is there any localization of those components or is that imported?
So EV first program, since the number or the base is very small, so we are trying to source it wherever possible, but a major focus is on the localization. But since the numbers are very, very small, so we don't want to invest right now for large capacities for EV localization. But gradually, once we move from one program to another program, the localization level will increase. Contrary to this, once we started Mahindra and Mahindra, the program was for four platforms. So the localization level gradually is increasing now. After first program in next month, then subsequent would be after 6 to 8 months. Over gradual localization level efficiency.
All that. Got it. Thank you. I'll fall back in the queue.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Ashutosh Tiwari from Equirus.
On the railway side, we had got the approval. How should one look at the revenue? Remember, I think last year was around 5 crores to railways.
So, last year was 5 crore, and this year we have already done almost 2 crores now. We have one order which is in pipeline, which we are supposed to close by end of this year. Revenue will be between 10 crore-12 crore this year. Subsequent orders are in final stage of negotiation or business award, so we'll update subsequently too.
These ACs are basically like the new orders are basically for passenger coaches, right?
Yes, this is for Indian Railways coaches and also for driver cabin. Both business discussions are on.
Driver cabin, I believe we are supplying earlier also, right? I mean.
Yeah. It is already there. But there is some change in technology which Railway is expecting, so we are trying to align that.
Versus this 10-12 crore revenue that you plan to do and expect to do this year, what is the opportunity size in this segment? What is the Railway sourcing per year?
I'll not be able to spell out what exactly is the total sourcing of Railway in thermal, but as a business segment, if we are on full swing and all the projected projects are realized, we would be able to touch between 70 crore-90 crore.
This will happen over how many years?
Maybe two to three years.
Okay. Does this include supplies to metro also, or that's not as of now with us?
No, this is excluding. This is only for Indian Railways. Metro coaches, we are now at a product development stage. Once that is completed, that would be substantially different.
Okay. Generally, just to understand this space a bit better, I mean, in one train where maybe there are four, five AC coaches, what will be the size content basically?
One coach requires two airfoils, so that's how it is called in spec. If one train has around 12 coaches, so it would be 24 airfoils, so 12 set would be there.
What will be cost of that?
Roughly it range between 8 lakhs to 10 lakhs per AC.
Per set or per aircon basically?
Per set.
8 lakh-10 lakh per coach basically.
Yes.
Okay. Who are the other players in this segment or Railway?
There are many. Sidwal is there, Ferrale is there, Siemens is there.
This is okay. Secondly, on the bus side, I think we, like you mentioned, you did 18 crores, sorry, in this quarter, which is similar versus last year. Do we supply for EVs as well?
Yes. EV, both 9-meter, 12-meter product is already evaluated by us, and it is now aligned to customer program. That trials are going on. Once they are successful, we'll be able to convert this into business.
Compared to a non, like say a normal ICE bus, how does the content increase? I think there's substantial content increase when you go to EV buses, but what's the content in ICE and EV, like for 9-meter bus?
No, there would not be substantial change point because in the ICE bus also, compressor get energy from the electric only.
Okay.
In the EV bus also the status will remain same, so there would be hardly any differential, other than battery cooling module, which would be a delta, but maybe 1.2x or so.
Battery cooling module we supply or developed anything on that?
Pardon?
Like this battery cooling module for buses, have you developed supply where we are in on that product?
That also is part of the evaluation because once few customers will buy them in a set. It will be AC kit with battery cooling, or there may be a few cases where battery cooling would be an add-on product.
Okay. Lastly, on the margin part, how, like say, this margin is sustainable going ahead?
So far, based on the market condition, we see next 2 to 3 quarters we'll be able to sustain these margins unless there is a big disruption or a geopolitical disruption which may impact the overall industry. But minus that, we don't see any challenge.
The CapEx plan for this year and next?
So this year, I think between 120 crore is the CapEx investment between new program, small capacity, as well as for replacement of assets. So we'll try to maintain that.
The new plant CapEx will mainly go next year?
So that will go next year, but we have not yet made the final proposal of how much investment will be there. Please wait for one quarter for getting the final input on that.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Mayur Parkeria from Wealth Managers India Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Yes. Be closer to the mic, please.
Sir, am I audible now?
Yes. Clear.
Sir, actually, my phone and the network got disconnected. Apologies. So if there is any repeat or anything I missed out, another apologies. On the margin front, I just wanted to understand, sir, while we have reached the 10% target we had set in this quarter itself, and you just alluded that next two to three quarters you believe it is sustainable. But when we look at your presentation, just wanted to clarify. In one of the slides, you mentioned that the benefit is because of lower commodity prices. And in another one where we have mentioned that localization benefits have also started to play out. The first former one, the commodity prices, the benefit may be a little maybe not very sustainable post two quarters. So how should we see this? Which is a major driver here, and how should we see about the sustainability of margins beyond two quarters, sir?
So on margin side, the major contribution of improvement is localization benefit. Whatever cost-down effort we did last year or maybe 2 years before, they started realizing now. So it is a sustainable part of that because these localization benefits will continue for till the life of the program. That is one. On the second part, commodity price impact also is softening now. And in the previous calls, we did mention that there are certain contracts where commodity price indexation is allowed with the customer, but there are certain excluding commodities where compensation is not indexed. So once these are softening, we are now getting the gain of that. So of course, that is again subject to the market condition, but as of now, in next two to three quarters, we see that such commodities are softening and will continue to be at this level.
So, sir, should we believe that this is the base and our long-term 2 to 3 years target of 11% and 12% should start from here, or do you believe that there can be headwinds if the commodities or prices actually reverse? Which way one should look at? Is this the base one should look at, and then going forward in the medium term, we should start realizing 11%-12%?
As informed by Mr. Dugar, that major impact on the reduction of the material cost is the cost optimization initiative undertaken by the company. The commodity movement or a fluctuation where it is back-to-back reimbursed by the customer has no impact. Wherever we have not declared the commodity, it has a very small impact on our bottom line. So going forward, there is no major, even if the commodity started moving up, it is not going to have a major impact on our bottom line, but definitely it will have. And the company has an endeavor to compensate with this aggressive cost optimization plan. So we expect that going forward, these margins are sustainable, even the better ones.
Great. Great, sir. Okay, sir. And another thing on the CapEx, the new plant which you have announced, I understand that plans are still to form up and the project report will get more details in the next quarter. But directionally, will this involve EV, the plan for the EV localization?
New plant setup is to meet the customer requirement, since Maruti has already announced 1 million capacity in Kharkhoda. So we are trying to align the project to meet that requirement. So whatever share of business we get out of that plant location, we'll be trying to service that. So there is no direct linkage to localization or non-localization, but of course we will be expanding these plants for meeting the additional delta requirement of customer. But of course, once we set up these plants, it will be very highly efficient plants, which will be built up to take care of next 10 to 15 years of future requirements.
Right. Sir, I missed some numbers which you gave for the quarter in terms of the breakup of the sales. If we look at the overall top line growth has been muted, but if we look at the passenger vehicle, the growth, I guess the numbers were 540 to 617, so growth was much better than the industry. Which were the other segments which did not do as well, such that the growth was little moderate, and how do we see going forward for the whole year?
So, I think you mistook the data for passenger vehicles, so it was 540 to 640, so that's how the growth is around 18% in that segment.
640 or 614?
640.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
And then ECM growth is roughly 13%. Bus segment has not grown because of the AC fitment ratio not favorable to us. So it all depends upon AC fitment ratio. There is no mandate of AC buses only. Truck business is favorable to us because the numbers have improved from the last corresponding quarter. Tractor in a small term, but started during the quarter. So, but the base is very small, so that is not very significant. So that's how overall we have realized around 17% growth.
All right. So we believe that despite the slowing passenger vehicle growth for FY25, our growth can continue to be much better than the industry in the current light because of rising SUVs and Maruti sales on the SUV side, which is their NMNM platform, right?
Hopefully, yes, if this trend continues.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you so much. Wish you all the best. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Hitesh Goel from Riddhish Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sir, just want to clarify on railway side, are we supplying to Vande Bharat also? And follow-up question there also is, in railways, there is generally L1, L2, right, in terms of suppliers, in terms of contracts. So that works in AC business also, or there are many suppliers?
So railway always decide business on L1, L2, L3. And wherever there are new entrants, for that some development orders are being issued. That is out of the total order. So that pattern will follow to the issue also. Vande Bharat, we are right now in ICF, MCF. Vande Bharat, I think in the next order we'll be able to service that.
And then the number that you had given for the normal diesel trains, for Vande Bharat, that 1 crore per train number for AC content is higher or lower?
1 crore.
So basically you said 8 lakhs per coach, right? So there are 12 coaches.
Per coach means we are counting by coach. We don't know how many coaches will be there in a train or so. So we count by coach only. So the overall number of 2 to 3 years include that Vande Bharat project also.
Okay. But Vande Bharat content would be higher? I mean, in AC or similar?
The coach is same. The aircon quality will be same.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Right.
Thank you very much. The next question will be from the line of Annamalai Jairaj from Baltiwala and Karani Securities India Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. I have only one question, sir. What is our current import content and what is our target for localization?
So our total import content as of now is 16% of the sales. This is our current level. Next 2 to 3 years time, we want to bring it less than 10. That's the long-term target we have fixed.
Out of the 16%, mostly it will be yen, sir, or some other currency will also be there?
Yen would be between maybe 8 to 9% of the 16.
Okay. Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. next question is from the line of Arjun Khanna from Kotak Mahindra Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for taking my question and congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, just on this localization plan, effectively what you just answered in the previous participant is essentially we are, even with our plan, we will have that 10-11% as imports. Essentially, what is the scale one would require to actually move towards full localization? And this component, is it largely the compressor? And in terms of technology, are we there to set it up with our partners?
So, whatever remaining localization is there is primarily divided into three parts. One is the raw material which is getting imported either from China or from Japan. Second is certain proprietary part for which the value chain is not available in the country and the scale required for such localization, one, investment high and the output has to be substantially consumed in India. And the third part is where there are certain residual models where the localization is not viable because models are on a downside or maybe on the end of life cycle. So if we separate out of this 16, maybe 3% will go to the last. 6 to 8% would be on the raw material side and between 4 to 6% would be on the proprietary part. So localization of raw material depends upon the economy of scale because huge investment required and the large companies like Hindalco or others, big companies, Jindal, etc. would be required to localize these parts. So that's a separate strategic push. But for on proprietary part, discussions are ongoing and we are trying to build up the value chain for such proprietary parts, but it's a gradual process.
Sure. And could you articulate which parts are these?
So there are certain electric motors, there are certain seals, special made seals, there are material for pistons, which are high-grade pistons. There are cladded aluminium material, which is very specialized for heat exchangers. So these are kind of parts.
Sure. And sir, as EV starts getting into our sales part of it over the next 12 months, would localization effectively come down because right now you said we would be more bought out components? And two, does this mean that our margins come down? In terms of percentage terms, absolute obviously will increase since you mentioned the salience of the part is 1.8x. But in terms of percentage margins, how should we look at it, sir?
I will not say it will substantially impact because next 2 years the base of EV will not be substantially high. If you are talking of 1 million EV, we are talking of 6 to 7 year scale. Right, the number of EV is less than a lakh and 2 to 3 years it is not going to jump to maybe more than 10 to 15% or 20% growth or so. So it is not going to impact overall business on a negative way, but yes, it will start with a high MSR, but gradually it will come down, but it will not have a significant impact on the bottom line.
Sure. And in terms of margins, would it be significantly lower just to understand the EV margins?
No, it will not be lower because the new technology, slightly it will be better than the existing.
Sure. Thank you and wishing you all the best, sir.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing remarks.
So, thank you very much. We have already summarized most of the part of our business operation about the new product development, about the businesses in pipeline, technologies in pipeline, and also the capacity expansion plan. So overall, based on the current business situation, we see a very encouraging year 24-25, subject to any disruption which may not impact us negatively. But overall, there are good positive sentiments and we try to utilize this favorable to our business. Thank you so much. Thanks for your attention.
Thank you. On behalf of Batliwala and Karani Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.